Yes, good morning to you all here this morning. I greet you all in the name of Jesus here this morning. This is Brother Wilmer again here this morning with the devotional for today. This week, I have been looking at Isaiah 61, 1, 2, and 3. Yesterday morning, I spoke on 61:3, and I'd like to take another look at another point here in verse 3. It says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he, meaning the Lord, might be glorified. What I'd like to look at this morning is that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Yesterday morning, I spoke a little bit on Psalms 23 and how Psalms 23 fits so well with the whole chapter, fits so well with Isaiah 61, 1 to 3. And, you know, some people would look at these three verses as pointing to Jesus, and they did. The three verses did point to our Lord Jesus Christ. And when Jesus came in Luke 4, he very clearly applied these verses to himself. So the question for us all comes, should we be applying these verses to us today as Christians, little Christ? Should they apply to us? You know, it's a very humbling experience to realize that we are to apply these verses to ourselves as saved people, as sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. We are to apply these verses. You know, for some of us, we might say, well, we're just too humble to put us in that place. In all reality, that is actually being proud. I believe we need to humble ourselves, and it is truly a humbling experience to apply these verses to ourselves, even though we make many mistakes. Talked about yesterday about giving beauty for ashes. I believe it's very important that we allow the Lord in the ways that he does, through many different ways. He shows us areas in our lives, even though we've been born again. He shows us areas in our lives, in our souls, that need to be restored. And I believe the extent of life that we will experience here on this earth will greatly depend on how open we have been to that restoration of our souls. Many would say that if you really want a true test of what's going on in the lives around us, we should ask the ones around us. And if they are honest enough, they will give us an honest report of what's happening around us. But there's one test that we can do, or that we can, this one test is something that we can look into. It can be a self-examining test that we ourselves, without asking anyone, although I think it's good to ask others how we're doing and allowing them to be honest with us. I don't want to represent this in a wrong way, but one thing that I believe that we can test in our lives here, whether or not where we are at in the restoration of our souls, and that is how the people around us, those that live around us, how are they? Are they living in a deeper pain today than they were yesterday? Or are they coming to freedom? Are they living in a greater freedom today than they were yesterday? Those around us, our spouses, are they, is there more beauty in their lives than yesterday? Or is there more ashes? Our children, ashes or beauty? As leaders in our homes, this can be a test. As leaders in church, this can be a test. Many times this test will show up in small children or in church settings in the youth. And this can, it's not always 100% accurate, but there's a question that we can ask ourselves. Are we truly open to restoration of the soul? Especially when we see those that are following in where they're at. If they are walking in, if their lives are more in ashes, or if their lives are being beautified day by day, I believe it's important that we allow this kind of restoration, this walking through the valley of death and letting those things die, those ashes, that they can be turned, we can be given beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I believe that it's important, and this is why, that we might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He, yes, our Lord, might be glorified. Talking about the humbling experience, or humbling ourselves to the point where we can apply these verses and, yes, just come to a point where we fully surrender to our Lord and allow Him to use us as channels. We can, there are areas in Scripture that we can look to. Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You know, I believe that there's a great rejoicing in heaven when there's a soul saved. When someone becomes saved, I think there's a great rejoicing in heaven. But I do believe that there may be an equal joy or more in heaven when someone that is saved is willing to have an ongoing work in the restoration of his soul. Why? Because I believe that a person that does not allow the restoration in his soul, surrenders his life entirely into the hands of his Maker, and does not allow the Lord to do his restoration work in our souls, will never experience to the fullness that our Father in heaven intended us to experience and to live. So as our soul is being restored, the lights continue to come on. So let your light so shine before men. Yes, the clearer we are, the greater extent of restoration that's been done in our souls, the greater the light. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. John 15:8. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. There again, one of the greatest hindrances in bearing fruit in our Christian lives is when we claim Jesus Christ as our Savior, but we refuse the restoration in our souls. Again, I personally believe, the more we allow the Lord to work and to restore our souls, the greater the fruit will be in our lives, and the greater the glorification will be towards the Heavenly Father. 1 Corinthians 6:20, for ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Philippians 1:11, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. 2 Thessalonians 1:10, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints, and to be admired in all men that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. 1 Peter 2:9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 4:14. You know, the greater the restoration is in our souls, the less the enemy has to prod us, or to jerk our chains. You know, the more healing we have, the more we can be reproached, and it really doesn't faze us. But that is the only way that it truly does not faze us, is if we are healed in these areas of our soul. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, this is in 1 Peter 4:14, and I believe as we allow these ashes to be replaced for beauty, the oil of joy, which the oil many times has been represented as the Holy Ghost, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Yes, I believe as time goes on and we are refined through trials and through the testing fires of the trials that the Lord allows to come into our lives, and the more we are healed in these areas, we can be reproached. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of God and of for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part, it means the people, that would mean the people that don't understand the things of the Spirit, the natural man. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he, meaning Christ, is glorified. Such an awesome redemption, such a wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us continue to look to Him for restoration in our souls, and that that may flow into and out of our lives, that there may be a ray of hope about us as we go forward, Lord. I thank you all for listening this week. I would also invite your input at any time. My wish would be that each one of us could be blessed. I know that I have been, just in looking into these verses and looking into the awesome salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ. I wish you all a great day.